Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Thursday, February 27th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Hyper. Amazon's Eero has become the first router company to debut HomeKit support, bringing enhanced smart home security. The update should be available now in the Eero app on your iPhone. To update your system, tap the Discover tab at the bottom of the app, and it will then walk you through the process of updating your Eero router and beacons and adding them to the Home app. So what does HomeKit support actually mean for Eero users? It really all boils down to security. Apple describes HomeKit router support as adding more protection to your home accessories by controlling which services and devices they can communicate with on your home Wi-Fi network and over the internet. So in the Home app, there are now three different levels of security for accessories paired with a HomeKit router. The most secure option is called Restrict to Home, and it means that your accessory can only interact with HomeKit through your Apple devices. For example, this would mean that something like a smart light bulb couldn't communicate with anything else on your network other than HomeKit on your Apple device. But there are a few things to keep in mind. First off, in some instances, to manage the security of Wi-Fi-enabled HomeKit accessories, you'll have to remove and re-add those accessories to your HomeKit setup. This doesn't necessarily always appear to be the case, but for some Wi-Fi-connected accessories, you'll have to completely delete them before you can adjust their security settings. And what this also means is that if you get a new router, you'll have to completely rebuild your HomeKit system from scratch since everything would be tied to your old router. But with all of that having been said, it's nice to see Amazon being the first company to roll out HomeKit support, even if it's clearly still early in the process and there are some quirks to work out. So as of right now, if you aren't incredibly tempted by the enhanced security options, it might be wise to hold off on updating your routers to HomeKit for the time being. In other news, a report from Bloomberg today indicates that Apple has lost one key veteran executive and is about to lose another, each working in operations and supply chain management. Nick Forlenza, a vice president of manufacturing design for Apple, announced his retirement, while Doug Passamoggi serves as vice president of operations and is also, quote, discussing an exit for the near future, end quote. But Bloomberg adds that Passamoggi technically left the operations team over a year ago, moving into a role reporting to the company's head of augmented reality. The two personnel moves are said to not be related to each other, but it's certainly unfortunate timing for Apple to lose two key supply chain and operations executives. Not only is Apple constantly managing its supply chain during the summer as it leads up to a new iPhone, it's also currently battling the effects of slower production rates and supply shortages due to the coronavirus outbreak. But Apple has a vast team of vice presidents and operations managers, so it certainly plans for these sorts of departures. And so there's no reason to think that anything Apple had planned for this year will be affected by these departures. We are sponsored this week by Hyper and its next generation of USB-C hubs that are now available to pre-order. And also, thanks to Hyper, we're giving 9to5 Mac readers the chance to win Apple's newest Mac Pro, worth $6,000. With the newest HyperDrive Gen 2, you get microSD and SD card support, 4K video at 60Hz, USB-A, USB-C, and more. The HyperDrive Gen 2 is designed to have a minimalistic industrial look that is both elegant and functional. Commonly accessed ports are placed on the front of the hub, while other more permanent connections are placed at the back for better cable management. The HyperDrive Gen 2 is available in 6, 12, and 18 port versions, and you can get 40% off the expected retail price with pre-orders on Kickstarter starting at $59. You can hit the link in the show notes to check it out and enter the Mac Pro giveaway as well. Apple yesterday released the third developer beta of iOS 13.4, and in it is evidence showing that Apple might be working on an internet recovery feature for iOS. As it stands right now, if an iPhone or iPad stops working, it's often necessary to restore the device's firmware using a Mac or a PC. And the situation is even worse with devices like Apple Watch and HomePod, since they don't have any kind of external connections. But in the third beta of iOS 13.4 is the existence of a new feature called OS Recovery. As best as we can tell right now, it looks like a way to restore an iPhone, iPad, or other Apple device without the need to connect them to a computer. Essentially, it would work just like the macOS Internet Recovery feature, which has been available for years and allows a user to reinstall the operating system over the internet without the need of another computer. So for instance, if something goes wrong with your iPhone, that would normally require you to connect it to a computer and restore it via the Finder app or iTunes, you'd actually be able to do the restore on the device itself because it'll connect to the internet and download the firmware on its own. Now, the most obvious use case for this is for the alleged iPhone without Lightning or USB-C at all. Some rumors have suggested that this could happen as early as 2021, and OS recovery is a problem that Apple needs to solve before it releases that product. For the time being, there's a lot we don't know about this OS Internet Recovery feature, but it's clearly something Apple is working on, and it could come in either iOS 13.4 or iOS 14. Other things new on 9to5 Mac today include the latest episode of the 9to5 Mac Stack Trace podcast with Guy Rambo and John Sundell. Apple also held its annual shareholders meeting yesterday at Steve Jobs Theater, and while there weren't many announcements for consumers, you can find our full roundup of the details at the link in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.